This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Brett Tannehill. On this week's episode, we welcome Rebecca Brothers back into the Sundial Writers' Corner. She ponders the question, after all of this is over, and you know what she's talking about here, what type of person do you want to be?
The Despair Bear. It's a beautiful day here in North Alabama, and by beautiful I mean simply that a new day exists, and I have confidence that it will surely be lovely, no matter what the sky looks like when the sun comes up. I've been thinking about a question I read recently. After all of this is over, what kind of person do you want to be? I want that question to shape my responses and decisions to various parts of the situation. Primarily, when this is all said and done, I want to still have a sense of humor. I also think this is a great time to reinvent oneself, even minorly. Read something in a genre that's new to you. Part your hair differently. Pin a flower to your lapel. Pick an obscure category of knowledge, zoonotic diseases, vexillology, Etruscan theater, and become a walking encyclopedia article on that topic. Remember, by the time we're back to something that more closely resembles pre-pandemic life, many folks in your life won't have seen you for a while. This is your time to get through the awkward phase of trying on new hats with very few witnesses. By the time your reinvented self saunters back into the public eye, they'll think, has she always worn a crinoline? Has he always known so much about postage stamps? And you can simply smile mysteriously and let them wonder. I realize this is a very American response, constant self-improvement, and also a very privileged reaction that assumes you have the time and energy to make some sort of change in your routine. In my defense, if I don't take this tack, despair laps against the shore of my consciousness. It's a tiny bit like the joke my dad, a pastor, likes to tell about officiating weddings in bear-ridden national parks. You don't have to be the fastest person in the bridal party. You just have to be the second slowest. To wit, I don't have to be 100% happy 100% of the time. I just have to stay at least one step beyond despair's reach. A miss, as they say, is as good as a mile. I'm wishing you not just the miss, but the mile today, friends. I have great faith that together we can stay ahead of the despair bear. I'm cheering for you.
Sundial writer Rebecca Brothers, a Huntsville transplant originally from the Northwest, is a librarian at Salmon Library on the UAH campus, where she works in research and instructional services. When she's not at the library, she's kept pretty busy by her blind cats, 5 chickens, and a great Pyrenees puppy named Molly, who's growing even faster than the vegetables in Rebecca's garden. You can hear Rebecca's story again, or any of the past Sundial stories and poems, by going online to WLRH.org and clicking on the Sundial tab under the Programs drop-down menu. You can hear a new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.